Everybody, this is the Hero Card Hour. Happy Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day and a great week. This is Lou McCoy, your host for this hour every Friday afternoon, 2 to 3 here on KERV 1230 AM radio. Got a great show today, I think. Right now I'm joined in the studio with producer Becca Gray. Hello, Becca.
Hello, Lou. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. What about
Yay.
You?
Finer than a frog hair split four ways.
Is that a San Angelo saying there?
It is. It's actually something my great-grandfather used to say.
Okay.
150 years ago, I don't know.
So you're saying things your great-grandpa used to say.
Yeah, I actually knew my great-grandfather, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
I knew my great-grandmothers for a lot longer.
Okay.
And my granddaughter has and knows her great-great-grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah, my grandfather's still alive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
So really cool.
Is that a family saying, finer than frog hair split four ways? Did I get
no,
that
my close? You said it perfect. My great-grandfather used to say, finer than frog hair.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I took it and made it my own.
Okay.
Put my own little spin on it.
Very good.
Because there's nothing finer than frog hair.
But you're good. The bottom line is you're fine. You're good. You've had a good week.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, ready for a good weekend.
Always.
Great time of year.
I'm liking the, you know what I like? My pecans are falling.
Yeah, you're a pecan person. We talked about that last week.
I like my pecans. And I'm going to do some baking.
And you're going to buy pecans from Rotary again if
Absolutely.
You don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. So segue into Rotary. In fact, on the back half of the show today, as Becca knows, we have Waverly Jones, who is the club ed coordinator or director at the Dietrich Center. But she and we'll talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about her role in Rotary International.
Yeah.
Should be interesting, I think.
She's a very interesting individual.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
If you want something done, ask a busy person to do it.
They'll get it done.
Yes, she does every time.
That's why you get so much done, Becca Casey.
I don't know about me
Becca
getting
Gray.
On. Pick a name. I don't care. I answer to hey you. I don't know if I'm the right one to get everything done, but I do wear a few hats.
Well, you get this show done, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to have fun here.
All right. Well, we're chatting here for a minute. In the first half of this hour, we're going to talk with Kenneth O'Neill, who has actually joined us here in the studio. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey, Lou. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Yourself, Kenneth?
I am super, but I'm getting better.
Getting better. Kenneth is one of the most positive people I know. I don't think you ever have a bad day, do you?
Never have a bad day or a bad night.
Or a bad night. That's good. And Kenneth, we're going to, in just a few minutes, we'll talk about some of the work you're doing out at the Greystone Academy or Prep School, I believe. Prep School. So look forward to hearing what you're doing there and about the school and some of the things that are going on there. But in the meantime, Becca, let's talk a little hero card business, as always.
I see you got some new businesses on your list there.
Yeah, I've got some. I want to promote a couple of these. One I'm really excited about. Do y'all like pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pizza is America's favorite food, I think, right? And so one of our merchants that is a partner with us in the Hero Card program is Papa John's. Yeah.
That's actually my favorite.
Yeah, Papa John's is very good pizza. And they offer an incredible discount, 25% off their menu.
Wow.
Off their menu price.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And they love the Hero Card program. They believe it draws a lot of traffic for them. And
yep.
So, yeah, nice people over there.
Yeah.
Jordan and his team. I met Rachel and Michael this week. And just great folks. So go to Papa John's. I think I'm going to get one on Saturday and watch football.
I'm thinking Sunday for the Cowboys.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But we're going to get the vegetable kind, right? So it's
sure.
Healthy. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not doing that. Sorry, Angela, if you're listening. Not doing that. Okay. Angela's been helping me with my health. My health coach. I'm a bad student. Other players in the program are Bum Doodlers.
talk about some good food.
Yeah.
Those sandwiches are good.
And what about the pies?
Oh, that's bad.
This show is bad for your waistline, let me tell you. So, yeah.
Yeah, but those, Bum Dealer knows how to cook some food over there.
Yeah, great, great group of people. They're over on Memorial.
Yep.
And open for lunch, I believe it's 6 days a week. And they offer a nice 10% discount.
Very cool.
If you show the hero card there. So that's very
Yay.
Nice. So let's get out of food for a minute. Let's talk about Burke's.
Yep.
Burke's Outlet on Mondays and Fridays only. Mm-hmm. You can use your hero card there and get 15%.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
You talking to a woman who likes to shop now.
Yep.
Careful.
There you go. Well, just shop on Mondays and Fridays.
There you go.
You have time on those days?
I do. I have times on Friday afternoons.
We know where you go next.
Know where to find me this afternoon.
There you go. That's good. And then back to food, Billy Jean's and Bella Vita's.
Cool.
Longtime flag bearers of the hero card, and they offer 10% on their meals there. So
very cool.
Yeah. So there's something to do this weekend, everybody. You can go eat and shop. Shop it off at Burke's.
So are you going to tell us how to get one of those cards?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Kenneth. Do you think I wouldn't? Absolutely. All right. So let's. You can go to the website, obviously, herocardonline.com.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one right there, pay for it, and it'll be sent to you, and you'll have it in a couple of days.
Very cool.
That's easy. This afternoon, after I leave here, I'm actually going to be visiting with Greg Peschel over at the YMCA. We're going to solidify our deal with them. They're going to be selling the card as a fundraiser. And so excited about that. That's a lot of people so you're probably, Kenneth, I know you already have a card, but if you want a few more, you're going to get solicited, I'm sure, by some YMCA people you know, okay? But that's great. So they get to split half. And so, they get half of the proceeds. So that's pretty good.
Deal.
Yeah, it's fine. Suits me great. I just assume them sell them all, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right? So that's kind of the way that's set up.
I understand he's doing a great job over there with the Y.
He's amazing. Yeah. Got a great staff. I was fortunate to sit in on a board meeting with them and just a great group of people that are directing the Y. I think they're making some great improvements and strides in the community.
Very
they have a
cool.
lot of kids doing stuff. Volleyball and basketball, and I think that's what's happening now. Football's just about to be
just
over.
About
got the Super
over,
Bowl
yeah.
coming up. So we've talked about that, the YMCA. Let's play this little let's talk about our music for today.
Sure.
Becca,
sure.
Play a little snippet here for us, please. All right, so that is Journey. Any way you want it. Any way you want it. So, Kenneth, you have, I don't know how often you've listened to the show, but we always feature some musical guest on the show. And are you a music fan?
I am.
And do you know Journey?
I know Journey.
And do you know that song?
I believe I do.
Okay. Well, it's Any Way You Want It. That's the way you get it. Something like that. I won't say. Go ahead, Becca. Becca's going to correct me because she is a rock legend herself. Go ahead. What are the words?
The way you need it.
Yeah, that's it. Close enough. Close enough.
Just that little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just that little.
Don't let the details get in the way of a good story.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way. So, all right. So, we're going to do a trivia for a hero card.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We got to get a little
lip
for that. Yeah, you got to create
something. I'm going to make you something for that.
All right. So, that song was featured in a film in the 80s starring Rodney Dangerfield. Okay. And I'm going to give a little clue for this one. The clue is golf bag. All right. Kenneth's got it already. So if you'll text me, 830-370-6836, 370-6836, you'll win a free hero card if you can name that film.
Awesome.
Okay. I want to read one thing real quick before we get to Kenneth.
Before we get to our first break, actually.
Before we get to our first break. Thank you.
Because you're right on time.
No way. I'm on time?
Yeah.
Well, I'll drag this out then, I'm sure. So, our good friend Gina Carter, CPA here in town at Braun and Carter LLC, submitted something to me that I thought was very interesting. I won't read it verbatim, but it's talking about the election and all the polling. And her question is, her poll question would be, how many of you will be glad when this is all over? Everybody in this, we're all raising our hands in here. Well, but she reminds us how important it is to vote, and as an accountant, CPA, there's so many policies that are put in place that affect our taxes, and it's not just our tax bracket, right? And she makes mention of, obviously, the Affordable Care Act, which they now basically legislate our compliance through our tax returns, right?
Yep.
And then the mortgage interest deduction, which was put in place many years ago to encourage home ownership. And that's a good one, right?
Absolutely.
And so her reminder is it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, you need to get out and vote. There's early voting right now through November 4th, and then Election Day is November 8th.
And let me just interject in here since you mentioned it. Early voting is taking place at the Kalu Theater and the Kerr County Courthouse Annex in Ingram, both places you can go to do your early voting. Actually, on October 29th, they're done at 2 o'clock for the early voting. And on October 30th, you can go in from 1 to 4 p.m. to do your early voting. And then after the on November 8th, it's from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
I have my little cheat sheet.
Yeah, I thought she was doing all that from memory, but she was reading something. Thank goodness. Okay. All right, well, let's, again, get out and vote. That's Gina Carter, highly talented CPA. Let me give you her number real quick so that you could reach out to her, 830-307-9000. Or you can email her, G-E-N-A, Gina, at Braun, B-R-A-U-N, and Carter, A-N-D, C-A-R-T-E-R.com.
Very cool.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Kenneth.
Excellent.
So welcome back to the Hero Card Hour, KERV 1230 AM radio. This is Lou McCoy. Now, as promised, I'm joined with Kenneth O'Neill. Kenneth, we already discussed the fact that you're doing good today. So let's
I'm
talk
doing
about
great.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you always are. Tell us what you're doing over at Greystone.
Well, Greystone Preparatory School is actually part of Shriner University here in Kerrville. And the kids, I call them kids, they're young adults, 18, 19 years old, all have graduated from high school.
Okay.
They got a rejection letter from one of the Federal Armed Forces Academies.
Okay.
So they were...
They've been turned down for the academy.
Turned down for the academy. And they come to us for the one-year program. They get up every morning, 5:30, and get out there and do their physical training. And normally every night, except for Sunday night, they have 4 hours of study hall. So they're in the books.
Good.
And what we're working on is to get all of them an appointment.
Okay.
At one of the five federal programs.
Okay.
Five federal academies, which is Air Force, Army, Navy, Merchant Marine, and Coast Guard.
And Coast Guard. Very good. Well, I suspect, Kenneth, there's a lot of listeners out there that are not familiar with what Greystone does. Until you and I had this conversation a while back, I was like, yeah, I knew it was there. Had no clue. That's what they did. Okay? So, fascinating. So, your goal then, or the academy's goal, or the prep school's goal, is to get these kids appointed to help them.
To get them into the academy of their choice to become a United States Armed Forces officer. And like I said, they've been turned down, so they come in pretty low. Their self-esteem is low. So we work a great deal on getting that self-esteem up. I work with them as far as personal development. We use the culture and all of the resources and materials from the Zig Ziglar Corporation. So we're working with that. In fact, when I leave here, I will be going to the school.
Okay.
And they are, there's about 12 of these preparatory schools in the United States.
Oh, there are. Okay.
We're the only one, though, that is associated with a college. Most of them are with high schools. We're the only one with college. So when the young adults finish at Shriner, they will actually have 1 year of college, so that if they don't get their appointment, they still have been able to complete a year of college, and they can. There are other avenues you can go to become an armed forces officer. But the thing we want to do, and we have 43 students this year. We've got 13 women and 30 men, primarily, I think, about 45% from the state of Texas, then California.
Texas? Wow.
Of course, it's a large state. And then they're scattered all over the United States. And this year we have one from Hawaii, actually.
Very good.
And in the local area, we have a guy who came from Medina Valley. So we've got a lot of people in Texas working on the program.
Are these all just straight out of high school, 1 year removed from high school? Is that how that?
The ones we have this year are 1 year removed.
Okay.
Now, sometimes we might have someone that during their year out of high school, they might have been at Greystone, and maybe they had a medical issue or they were injured, and so maybe they come back for the second year at Greystone. So we might end up having somebody that's 19 and maybe even approaching 20, but most of them are 18 or 19 years old.
And it's a one-year program?
One-year
program. 1 year. And obviously you're not teaching all the classes that they take, or are
no,
you?
No, they go through the Shriner program. They're taking chemistry and English as if they were a student at Shriner.
Okay.
The only things that I do, I teach a Bible study on Wednesday night.
That's awesome.
And then I actually teach effective communication, and I'm using the format from Toastmasters International.
Okay.
And that gives us the effective communication, because they have to go through a lot of interviews. They've got to know how to present themselves, the proper words to use.
Yeah.
And their presence
means
a great deal. It's very, very important that they come across.
That old first impression, right?
First
and
impression.
Second impression and third. Second. Think you could work with me on my radio skills?
I could.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to say anything, but I counted your Oz.
My OZs, my Oz, like the Wizard of Oz.
Down the yellow brick road, you go.
Yeah, I don't get paid for this.
Oh,
thank goodness, right?
Volunteer.
I am a volunteer on this radio show. Yeah, Becca's working with me.
I know.
She's getting me better.
She's doing an excellent job. We were talking about words a little bit earlier about their impact on your life.
They're important, aren't they?
Very important.
Yeah. So you're talking to these kids about those kinds of things, how they talk to themselves and their mental game, and obviously they got their physical game going. Now, do you work out with them at 5:30 in the morning some?
I'm working out at 5:30, but not with them.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
I mean, when's the last time you did a pull-up?
I pulled up to the bar right here as we're sitting at the radio station. That's about it, right? Does that count? So,
We'll let that count for you.
So you mentioned Zig Ziglar.
Yes.
So you're just volunteering then at Greystone, right? That's
right.
Not what you do all the time. So what's your involvement with Zig Ziglar?
Well, I use the resources, the manuals, the books. The greatest one that he ever did was See You at the Top. I bet you've got a copy of that.
I've read it.
See You at the Top.
Listen to them.
So we use those textbooks. And what I primarily do is work with small to medium-sized businesses.
Okay.
Usually under 50 employees. And I visit with them. I ascertain where they are. What do they want to do? We go through some goal setting. We use a number of tools to identify their profile, what they really want to do out of their life, and ask them some tough questions. I mean, do you want to continue working on these cars until you can't work anymore, or do you want to have a balanced life?
Gotcha.
So we worked with the seven areas. Life is kind of like in a pie shape, so we got seven areas in there. And the three biggest things is the physical, the spiritual, and the mental, and then number four becomes your fellowship and your relationships with people that are important in your life. And, of course, we cover the financial. And on the financial side, I use Zig Ziglar, but I also steal a little bit from Dave Ramsey.
Yep.
I like that guy.
Dave's very,
Dave Ramsey,
very
good guy.
So you're very well read in a lot of these areas, and you've been a good student since I've known you, and you love
it.
You're like a sponge.
It is. A lot of fun.
So are these some similar things that you're teaching the kids about? Do you get into the finances with them? Are you talking about managing money and all those
things? Yes, we do. All seven areas we cover. Of course, the all of the young adults there, the cadets, they all have the same major goal right now. That goal is to get that appointment right. to the academy. That's their goal. So when we started on August 1st, we started their goals. I had them, the first thing they did, they sat down and made a list of at least 100 things that they want to do and be in their life. That's what we had them do. And there's an old story about a guy named, I think it was John Goddard. When he was 15, he sat down and wrote about 150 things he wanted to do. But he kept up with it his whole life. And by the time he died, he had completed 576 things. He kept up in a little spiral notebook.
It's impressive.
Now, these are not things, you know, walk down to the local store. These are climb, you know, Kilimanjaro, jump out of a good plane. I'm not sure why people would want to do that. But that was the kind of things that
drop out of a perfectly good plane.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
Wow. But, you know, have dinner with the President of the United States.
All that.
Date the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, you know, those kind of things.
That's awesome.
But he did it, and he completed it. So that's where I've got them right now, working on that list. But we took out of there 10 things that we want to complete by the time they finish school. Of course, the number one is get the appointment.
Yep.
To get the appointment. So they have to have, they've got to have a 3.7, 3.75 out of a 4.0. I mean, you know, C's and D's and F's, you don't go. You cannot go. It will not cut it. You cannot make it.
How long have you been working with them?
This is my third year.
Third year, yeah.
But I love it. The energy of these kids, and they know I call them kids sometimes. But the energy, the enthusiasm, their openness, it's so refreshing just to hear some of the things that they say and some of the things they do. And I go by on Sunday morning, pick them up and take them to church.
Okay.
I've got, you know, 2, 3, 4 of them that'll go. And so I really try to spend a lot of time with them.
How much fun.
It really is a blessing to me. I just love
them.
Yeah,
you love it.
It's wonderful.
How many days a week are you out there with them?
About 3.
Okay.
But my big afternoon is Friday afternoon. I go around 3 and I get through about 6:30, something like that, depending on what we end up doing. So
those kids eat pizza?
They love pizza.
Oh, there you go.
Go to Papa John's.
You just can call Papa John's, get them 25% off. There you go. Shameless plug for Papa John's, you know. I look like a NASCAR racer with all these stickers on my shirt, right?
You got one on your forehead.
Yeah, Papa John's. Well, so Kenneth, so you're available then to work with businesses.
Oh, definitely.
And you would, okay, so how would people reach you?
Just call me on my phone. I got it 24/7.
Okay. Why don't you give out that number and any information you want to share?
Okay. Area code 830-285-7010. 285-7010.
And is there an email as well?
Yes. Email merger, one word, MERGER, at windstream.net.
Very good. Very good. So what will you guys be doing this afternoon in that session? You said you'd be there 3 to 6:30. That's a
long day.
That's a long day.
Well, we're the first part of the program, we do a Toastmasters meeting.
Okay.
We'll have 4 planned speeches where they've worked on them since last week. We'll have what we call table topics, where we'll ask them a question. And today, a great theme for table topics would be, what is your favorite Halloween party you ever been to?
Good.
Or what did you dress up as? I told a friend of mine the other day that she ought to be like a genie. I'll put her in her bottle, and I'll wear my major uniform.
Oh, there you go. I dream of genie. That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be
That'd
a great
That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
But, yeah, so we'll do Toastmasters for about an hour.
Okay.
And then after that, we'll go into the personal development.
All right.
And depending on where we go, but we're in the middle of the Zig Ziglar book, see
okay.
you at the top. And I ask questions, and the cadets respond. And then I ask more questions. So
they get involved.
They get involved.
You broke the ice with them. Yeah, you're having a good time.
Oh, we're having an outstanding time. Oh, it's wonderful. And anybody wants to come.
On
Friday afternoon, if you want to come and see these kids in action, oh, we'd love to have them.
I would Anybody. Like to do that.
Yeah, will you keep telling me that?
Well, I know. Well, and I would actually could come today, except I got called into grill duty again, as we've talked about on Friday afternoons with football going on. And the Booster Club, I'm going to go flip some hamburgers when we're done.
Save me a couple. I'll be out there about 7:30.
You want it well done, I hope.
Well done.
That's an inside story. We have a grill over there that has a mind of its own, and when you're cooking 300 burgers, they get toasty at times. So anyway, but we have a great time over there. And you'll be at the ball game tonight.
I'll be at the ball game tonight.
That's good. So what's the best costume you ever wore to a – or can we talk about it?
No, probably not, because I went as a doctor.
Okay. That's you don't want to be a doctor? What about you, Becca? Are you live with your mic?
Yeah, I'm always live. What are you talking about? My best Halloween costume, surprisingly, was just a few years ago. I went as a cowboy.
Okay.
And I went as a male cowboy, and which is funny if you've ever seen me. But I drew whiskers on my face and everything and scared the heck out of a kid because he thought I was a guy until I opened my mouth. And it freaked him out a little bit.
That would do it.
Yeah, so I kind of scarred him. I mean, I had the holster and the big, huge hat. My kid's dad used to do live-action shooting, and they had to dress in period costumes. Wow. So I wore his. He was a big guy.
That's awesome. So was this at a radio event or just a
private party
type thing? It was
at an old station I used to work at.
Okay, very good.
Station, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've not personally had many costume parties, but I did have one in the 80s. Brandy and I, we were without kids at that time, and she went as Vanna White. If you've seen Brandy, she's
she's tiny.
She's a Vanna White looking beautiful blonde, and we made a little letter that she could spin. And then I went as Church Chat. Dana
Carvey.
Yeah. Yeah, that was you. Anyway, it was pretty funny.
I went as Phoebe Nicks one time.
Okay.
Do you know who Phoebe Nicks is?
I know the name, but you'll have
You might remember Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Phoebe Nicks was her illegitimate half-sister.
Okay.
I had the flowing shirt and everything. And
she had a look.
My date went as Barry Off-White.
Okay. So. Too fun. So, yeah, it's that time. Halloween is, what, 3 days away?
3 days. Yeah. Do you guys always have this much fun on this show?
Depends on who our guests are.
Can I come back?
Absolutely.
All right.
Do you want to be on, or you just want to come sitting here while we do this?
No, I want to be on.
Okay,
we'll get a part of this.
One day afternoon, we had four or five people in here. We were just having a party. Yeah, yeah. Well, Kenneth, listen, I want to thank you for the work you're doing out there. And you're a friend, and I love your enthusiasm. I know you have so much to give those kids, and I know they're soaking it up. And statistically, I think it's almost 90% of the kids that come out of that program get appointed. So that's fantastic.
That's wonderful.
It really is. And so you're doing great work, and I hope you will come back on the show sometime.
I will. We got our first announcement yesterday.
Okay. So. Oh, that somebody got appointed. All right. So there it is, a success. That's great. Well, go have a good afternoon over there. We're going to take a quick break here. Yes, Becca?
He's making future heroes over there.
Future heroes.
Future heroes.
There you go.
That just hit me.
You're so cool.
Wow.
Wow. That's right. They are heroes. They're future heroes.
They are. They're wonderful. They've got lots of character and a lot of integrity.
Yeah, it's good. So do you. Thanks again. All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM. A little news and weather, and we'll see you after the break. Journey there. Don't Stop Believing. Love it. What about, I'm sorry. I just got distracted. I was so into the music. So I'm joined.
You're going to start singing the song.
Let's sing it. Well, I wanted to, Waverly. The voice you hear is Waverly. Hi, Waverly.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. It's Friday.
It is Friday. And you've had a good day. Or you're having
a good day.
Absolutely. And a
good
week.
Every day's a good day.
Is that true? Even Mondays?
Yes.
It's a good attitude. You sound like our previous guest, Kenneth O'Neill. He's happy all the time.
All you have to do is look in the mirror when you get up and say, I can see, I can walk to the bathroom.
Yep.
I can talk. Life is good.
There you go.
As far as I'm concerned, as long as I can walk to the bathroom, look at myself, and walk, I'm happy.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take very long to count your blessings, does it? We can look around.
All you have to do is look around.
Look around.
And realize that life is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, again, I didn't introduce you properly. You are the director of Club Ed.
Yes.
At the Dietert Center.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what you do there before we get into the other things we're going to talk about.
Oh, let's see. What do I do there? We actually, Club Ed is the community education program for the Hill Country. We do a catalog and we do classes, everything from yoga to bookkeeping, welding to, cooking classes.
Okay.
We have health classes, fitness classes, just fun art classes. We do painting and crafts and music. And
you put out a flyer that has all those things in it. Was that once a year or twice a year?
Actually, our catalog goes out. It was going out four times a year. Now we've moved it to three because we've combined the fall and winter together.
All right.
So you'll actually be receiving a postcard in the mail in a few weeks just saying go get the catalog out of that pile of magazines on your coffee table and see what's still coming up. Because we all say, oh, I want to take that, and then we forget.
That's right. You got it.
And the next thing, the next catalog comes in the mail, and, oh, there it is. It's there again.
Some of these classes are really popular, right?
Oh,
yeah. You get signed up early.
We've got two-step classes that fill up.
Yeah.
With
who
Clifton
teaches that?
Pfeiffer.
Is that Clifton Pfeiffer? That's what I thought. Yep.
Absolutely amazing instructor.
He is. An amazing man.
He really is.
I need to have him in here.
Yes, you do.
Give him about 2 days to talk, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a lot of information.
He'll cover a lot.
Yeah.
But he, very exciting, very energetic. We actually have a lot of people that take the class multiple times because they consider it a really nice date night. They go out and have something to eat, and then they go dancing.
That's fun.
At the center and just have a good time.
It's good.
So.
And how many classes overall? Do you have any idea?
We actually average about 105 to 120 classes per catalog.
That's incredible.
So, and that's not counting. We have over 1,000 online classes.
Okay.
Everything from quick and easy learning computer classes to certification programs.
Wow.
So.
Very good. And you put all that together.
Put it all together.
You're an amazing woman.
And then we also have fun doing cards and bridge and dominoes at the center. So if you're a little competitive, you can have fun with those, too.
So, I visit the center when I come see you and do some other things, but so, is the center free to the public? How does that work?
Okay. It is a community center.
Okay.
We actually gear everything towards the more adult generation. It used to be called the senior center. We did drop senior.
Okay.
I don't like the word senior, personally, so I'm kind of happy about that.
I used to like it till I became one.
My point. How many of us actually consider ourselves seniors? Most of us. Kenneth is over there propping his. He's standing up straight all of a sudden. There's advantages to it, but in true reality, how many of us really call ourselves seniors?
Sure.
Even if we're, I know 70s, 80s, 90-year-olds that won't. I'm not a senior. I'm not old.
I
have people that come. I meet them out in town at functions. Oh, I can't go there. I'm not old enough. And they're 90 years old.
I love it.
And I'm like, awesome. But there's no age limit. I mean, we do karate classes for 5-year-olds.
Okay.
So there is no age limit. We have kids classes. I do an adult ballet class that's absolutely amazing. And most of the students there are in their 20s.
Oh,
so we do belly dancing.
Okay.
So.
Have you participated in that?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually did a belly dancing class. I've done the two-step. I've done painting classes. I'm real excited that we are, I'm working with a new gentleman, a new chef here in town, and in the spring,
okay,
we're going to start some cooking classes. So you're actually going to get to cook. Yay!
That'd be great.
Yes.
I'll send Brandy.
Yes.
Oh, that was a terrible remark there. I'm going to be paying for that later.
Yeah, you're gonna pay
good
for that.
Good thing I don't
one.
Think she's listening.
She'll probably make you go with
somebody,
her.
Somebody heard it.
Yeah, somebody's going to get me for that.
It'll
one.
Follow.
Yeah, but it's cooking
but
it's is
fun.
For guys and girls. I mean, they
it really
right?
is. It really is. And his concept is this is not going to be just a regular cooking class.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little twisted. And I say that in a fun way because yeah. it is plant-based. You're going to learn yeah. how to make chicken Alfredo with no milk.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting? I've actually had it. It's amazing.
Okay.
So
that suits me.
It's just a different way of cooking.
I thought so. You were going to say without chicken. I thought, well, I don't know about that. That sounds awful.
You never know. You never know.
You never know. Hey.
So, but no, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Right now at the center, we're gearing up for a November 12th winter luau on the lawn. Doesn't
yeah.
that sound like fun?
I do.
Tell us more.
Sounds colorful.
It is colorful.
Sounds, yeah.
The band Exit 505 will be joining us on the back patio of the center. If you've never been to the center, swing by. Even if it's after hours, check the back patio because it's amazing.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
We're right on
it
the
is.
River.
Yep.
And so Exit 505 is going to be on the back patio. We're going to have all kinds of silent auction items. We're going to have the Wahoos.
Yeah.
Seafood
yeah,
absolutely.
Is going to be selling food. We've got a winery that's going to be selling wine. We've got, I'm working on getting some Hawaiian food.
Okay.
You know, like
yeah.
the pork.
Uh-huh.
Going and just having a lot of fun. It's free for the public.
Free for the public. All right.
Just
I like
show
it.
Up. Enjoy the music. Have fun.
Buy your own wine.
Buy your own wine, your own food. We have the silent auction. But it's more just to have a good time.
It's good.
We decided to do it in November because the weather is not so hot.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though most people don't think of luau's in November, we're in South Texas and
yeah.
we don't want them in the summer.
I agree.
It's too hot.
Yep.
So it's from 3 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 12th of November.
Okay.
And just a great way to have some fun.
That
and
sounds like a great
kick
time.
Back and relax.
Yeah. Good. Well, all right, so that covers the Dietert Center and
yes.
the Club Ed, and I don't know how you have time for anything else, but when we come back from this quick break, we're going to talk about your involvement in Rotary International.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like there's probably a lot of people that have heard the word Rotary, but know very little about it.
Exactly.
And I would like for you to fill them in. So we're going to take a quick break for the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM. Be right back. Love that song, Journey. Loving, touching, squeezing. You like that song? Well, hey, you have to like Journey because you picked this music, Waverly.
I did, and
yeah.
yes, I do like Journey.
Okay. I didn't let you pick the songs.
You just asked me which bands I liked, and I told you.
And I was excited.
Journey.
I like Journey.
Sounds good.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know their music because you knew that song came out in 79 and it wasn't in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
You know it well.
Because you said 80s music, and I went, no.
She knows. I got to get more knowledge before I open my mouth. So, hey, what's your favorite Journey song?
I really don't have a favorite one.
Okay.
I like the band.
Any way you want it? We played that earlier, right?
Yes.
What was the other one we played? We Don't played Stop Believing.
And A Little Bit of Lights.
And Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, you snuck that one in.
I did.
Good girl. That's fine. Yeah. You're the producer.
Now, they've got a lot of good music.
Good.
So.
Yeah, they do. A lot of fun. Cool. Kids these days are now listening to it, too.
Yes,
the high
they are.
Kids. Pretty interesting. All right, so.
What I'd like to see is more kids, a little bit more diverse on music, and get them encouraged to listen to all types of music.
Well,
because that was one thing I did with my son.
Yeah, we were just presented with a survey that was done that is showing that kids are spending less money on music from today and more money on older music from like the 80s back.
Good.
So that makes all of us music nerds extremely happy.
Yes.
And excited.
Yes. But I hope they're also getting a diversity of music. You know, I had to laugh because my son, when he was in junior high, was stealing my Beethoven CDs, my B.B. King, and then some of my rock and roll, and it was like, are y'all crazy?
Yep.
But, you know, I'll never forget, I took him to his first concert, and it was B.B. King.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
And he was literally sitting up there at the very front, because it was over in Helotes at Flores Country Store, and he was literally just standing there awed.
You know, that's awesome.
Staring at B.B. King, listening and watching him play the guitar,
and he
was just amazed. So he got to meet him, and of course, his fiance is a little bit younger than him, and he's like, we need to find a B.B. King CD. And she's like, who's that?
Sure.
So, yeah.
Wow.
A little bit of fun.
That's good. Well, okay, we're going to run. This is what we always
do here.
We're
going to run out of time.
Always run out of time. It just passes so quick. So, talk Rotary. Tell me about Rotary. You are actually the president of the Kerrville Morning Rotary.
Morning Rotary Club.
What does Rotary do?
Here in Kerrville. Rotary is a service above self club. Basically, what we do is we meet. We come up with different projects, community service, or things that we can do that help others.
Okay.
That's
Love
our
it.
Goal, is to help others. What's really neat is we do scholarships for both high school students going to college, going to trade school. We do scholarships for trade schools from Christian Women's Job Corps if they apply. So it's not just limited to high school students. It's open to anybody
that has a need for
it has
continued
a need
education.
For continuing education.
It's good. Hey, that fits
we
right
give,
with you.
Exactly.
Huh, how about that?
Education.
Yeah.
We give dictionaries to third graders and sixth graders at Covenant Academy, Ingram Elementary School, and Harper.
Good.
Sixth graders at the Harper, and then third graders for the others. We fundraise. Gotta have a way.
Yeah, you gotta
to get
raise
this.
The money to do the scholarships, right?
Exactly.
So, what are some of the fundraisers?
Fundraisers we're doing is right now we've got one more week of our rifle raffle. It's the Rotary Rifle Raffle.
Woo! You gotta be talented to say that.
Come to my office, say that three times real fast without a mistake, and I'll give you three tickets.
There you go. Well, that's still that's a $10 value right there.
It's
isn't
$10
it?
Value
and
right
you,
there.
And you can win a couple of nice
and
rifles,
you can
right?
win
shotgun and a
one
rifle.
Or possibly two, a rifle or a shotgun. We're actually giving them away on Friday, next Friday at 2:00 at Gibson's.
Okay.
And we'll be there from 9 to 2 selling tickets. Hunt down one of your Rotary Morning members.
Okay.
And buy tickets. Everybody's got them. If they don't, they'll tell you where to get them. But I've got a stack at the office and in my purse. So see me.
There you go.
Down. I'll sell you a couple of tickets.
So let's give out your at least how somebody could reach you via email.
My cell number,
our cell number. Here
is
we go.
210-316-6972.
Okay.
And that's usually the best way. Send me a text or call.
Okay.
And we'll get together and see what we can do. We've got that one. We do the annual pecan sales also.
There you
and
go.
That's going to be coming up almost any day.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you Becca's mine. Becca's already, she likes to bake,
she's already,
and she's not going to be able to pick up enough pecans out of her yard, and she's going to have to buy like 50,
she's
50
have
bags.
To buy 50 bags from you. Okay.
Oh.
You ought to see Becca's eyes on that one. Wow. But we do sell pecans. We do the partnership with Dietert Center on the annual
car show
at the courthouse on 4th of July.
A lot of fun.
So that one is a wonderful time. Yeah. So we've already done that one for this year. And then we've got the rifle raffle. We've got the pecan sales. One of the neat things that we have coming up that's new this year will be kicking in January is we're doing one of our biggest projects. It's called the Veterans Beautification Project. And all of our proceeds, whether if they go to scholarships, if they don't, they're going to go to this Veterans Project.
Okay.
And
what
we are going to do landscaping and beautifying the outside of the Hill Country Veterans Center on Meadowview, which is the old armory.
Yep.
If you go by there and drive by it, it looks like an empty building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's
I drove by it three times before I finally realized, oh, that's where I'm supposed to pull in. So we've got it all geared up and ready to go, and we are going to make that an amazing place.
That's exciting.
And people wanting and to go in and check it out. Because they've got some amazing.
That's
they've
the thing. You got it.
Veterans food pantry for the veterans. They've got a museum in there.
It's incredible.
If you
museum.
Have not seen the museum at the Veterans Center, you've
got
to go by there and check it out.
Yeah. Free. It just make a donation if you choose to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It is.
Take some food. You could take some canned food for their food pantry. That'd be a blessing to them.
Exactly. And actually, they have a freezer, so they can take meats and things like that, too. So they're not just – it's a freezer, not a refrigerator, so they won't take fruits and vegetables. But they do have a freezer, so they take meats and things like that also. So
yeah, we've had Alan Hill on the show, and that's fantastic. Of course,
absolutely.
I think you introduced me to Alan. So
absolutely
he's
amazing
excited about
guy.
The project over there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we're looking at getting that going probably January.
Okay.
February time frame.
And so does Rotary supply all that money through the club, or is there other?
We actually, what we do is when we pay for our dues, because there is a dues, that comes back to us after 3 years in grants.
There you go.
So we can apply for a grant, and that's how we're doing the beautification project, is we were awarded a grant. For half of our funds, and then we're fundraising for the other half.
That's awesome.
So, but it's all about doing some fun things and having a blast. We also do some yard work at the Nature Center.
Yep.
Once every 2 months, we're out there.
Clean up at the river.
That
was fun. You and I were tromping around out there in the weeds, getting plastic bottles and some other garbage.
Plastic bottles and,
other stuff.
Other stuff, and some stuff we didn't know what it was. Yeah. But that's okay.
That's the UGRA river cleanup that we participate in. Very good function.
And we have all kinds of different projects. We just have a great time.
Yeah. So when does your Rotary meet?
We meet at the Croc Center on Thursday mornings at, we ring the bell at 7.
Okay.
Get there about 6:45 so you can get a plate of food.
Breakfast
included.
Because it
is a breakfast buffet from the Croc, and they do a great job on their food.
They do. That's a great facility.
It really is.
We are so lucky to have that facility here.
It is wonderful.
That and the Deep Center. We're blessed. We really are.
Okay,
so why would somebody join Rotary?
To help. Serve.
Serve people. Yeah.
To help serve.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the biggest things with Rotary is service above self.
Yep.
How can we better our community and our world? It's not just, I mean, we focus a lot on the community, but there's also projects like polio.
Okay.
Rotary is actually one of the largest factors of eradicating polio in the world.
That's amazing.
And we're just an inch away.
It's just almost gone, isn't it?
It's almost
gone. It's gone in the U.S.
So
we're polio
free
here.
We're polio free. Most are. I think there's only three.
Pakistan, Afghanistan,
and Nigeria,
Nigeria,
I think.
And they were almost free, but they had
Nigeria was 2 years free, and you have to be 5 years free to be considered eradicated.
And that's
and
like no cases, right? I mean, we're not talking about hundreds of cases. We're just talking about they're not free because they have 20 cases, right?
And actually, they only have two.
Two. So there you go. So it's so close.
Yes.
Of course, the Gates Foundation, very generous.
Bill Gates Foundation actually does a match, 2-for-1. So if for every dollar we collect, they match $2.
Yeah. It's a great organization.
Yes.
Lots of money to put toward worthwhile things.
Absolutely.
Well, you're a great guest.
Thank you.
I want to give you a Hero Card mug.
Awesome.
You can drink your coffee drinker. Bring that to Rotary on Thursday. You can drink out of it. There you go. So, Waverly, I hope you have a great weekend. Do anything
fun?
You probably have a lot going on.
I'm actually training somebody in QuickBooks on Saturday.
Oh, lucky you. What a great weekend. We'll get a Papa John's pizza to go with that. You missed that part of our show.
No, I heard that part, but I'm allergic to dairy, so I'll pass on the pizza.
Okay, that's right. There you go. Hey, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out again to Maggie Baker, who was on the show last week. She is still looking for help, and a lot of people called her after the show. But the Veterans Day Parade, November 4th, 3:30 in the afternoon over at G and Jefferson, I believe, are the streets. That may not, but you can get a hold of Maggie, and she needs flatbed trailers, she needs volunteers, and that should be a really great afternoon to honor our veterans here. Becca, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. Who are you having on next week's show?
That's a mystery.
Okay. So you have to tune in to find out.
Have to tune in next week, 2 o'clock, here on KERV 1230 AM radio for the Hero Card Hour, and I'm glad you tuned in today.
Yeah.
Why not? It'll be whoever it is, it'll be good.
Always good.
We'll have fun.
Well, everybody, we got Becca and Lou, and we're one room. We're doing great.
It could just be Becca and Lou just talking away. No, we'll have some great guests.
We'd lose some listeners that way.
Not a problem. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend.